K2KMB from WB2ZOC.
Hello, Steve. N2EO. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Rich. Yeah, not too bad. Just wanted to give Richie a call. I had been playing tag with him yesterday. And I missed him last evening. Oh, I know. Traffic's moving well here because it's messed up in the box.
Okay, Steve. Long ID. You know what happened here last evening? It's happened on the fifth time. I spilled something. In this case, it was Diet Pepsi. I spilled on the microphone. The cartridge is way up because it's a, it's a gas mic. But the switches, buttons didn't work. So what I had to do, was to, soak them in water with soap, liquid soap, drain it, and then re-embed it, immerse it, what do you call it, in clean white water, in soap bath. Now it's air dry, and it's doing well.
Oh, okay. It's not you, but, the only thing wrong right now is the interference on the repeater. I got to sneak out of here for a minute. I just am stopping to pick something up. So if you're around in a few minutes, I shall be back.
Okay, Steve, I'll be here. WB2ZSC and 2BO.
WB2ZSC.
K2KMB, good morning, Steve.
Sorry about that. I got wrapped up and stuff. I wasn't able to get back to you until later.
Okay, I forgot what the question was. I know. I forgot what the question was. I know what the answer was. I didn't send you that address. I'll do that now.
No, that wasn't the question. The question is, did you want a file that I had?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you on the phone about that. I don't even, I don't even know the answer to that anymore. It's just insane.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I got a couple of minutes. I can give you a ring if you're inclined to talk on the phone.
Yeah, let me just, yeah, give me a second and I'll call you. I just wanted to check that email address for you. Yeah, let me sign it. I'll check it. I'll give you a call. K2KMB.
Okay. I'm just heading over to West Ferry, so I'll be on the road for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hello,
Steve. Morning, Matt. How are you, K2KND?
AMB. Good morning, Rich. This is Matt. How are you?
Doing good. What about yourself?
A long weekend. I went to Villa Roma up in Calico, New York. I even got on one morning with my ham stick and got on HF on this net I'm on in the morning. 3838. It's called the Breakfast Club.
I think I was up there 40 years ago, maybe. It could have been 40, even more, 45 years ago. I had a friend that used to rent places. I think that's it's a timeshare now, but I think at one time it was a place you could rent out for the summer, something like that. Anyway, it's a nice place. Glad you had a good time. Of course, the XYL probably gets upset when you go and do ham stuff when you're on vacation.
Sounds, yeah, they do still have time sharing, but they have, you know, you could stay also, you know, it's both. But I got up, I went down to the car Friday morning, it was -2. The microphone was like so stiff, you know, so that's what it was. What does our dues do? Is it due now? Because I'll go to, I guess, what is it, you know, go to PayPal, I can pay my dues.
Yeah, I didn't quite get everything you said, Matt, but you can use PayPal, LimeWalkOpsOnline.net, and pay your dues. You're talking about the dues for 2019, is that correct?
Roger, yes.
Yeah, you can do that on PayPal. And then we sent out a note yesterday about the holiday party, asking whether you give us an idea whether you're coming or not coming. I don't know if you got that notice.
Put that email. Yeah, I'm seeing my diet. I like to go to it. I'm just trying to lose weight. I don't want to go to too many parties. I think I'm going to skip that, you know. I go to a lot of them. Maybe I should go. I'll see. I'll see how it goes. What kind of food is going to be there?
I'm not sure if you asked me what kind of food is going to be there, Matt. Is that what you asked?
The menu for the terms of food.
Well, first of all, just bear in mind we're generally an early party. We started around 7 and usually finished by 9:30, something like that. And the food will be mostly Italian style. We're looking at eggplant rollatini, stuffed shells, meatballs and rice, a chicken marsala, and a vegetable pasta for vegetarians. And I think that's it.
Hey, man, I don't want to gain a pound. I mean, if I do, I maybe get the chicken marsala. That might not be bad. And just have some vegetable salad or whatever, vegetable pasta. Or if you got salad, and just, you know, do that. Yeah, I got time to get there. My appointment's at 6, it's over at 6:30. Let me ask you a question. How copy, because I want to make sure you copy what I'm going to say.
Yeah, again, Matt, it's like your audio is not clear, and I know to some extent it's my own hearing, but it's just not clear. I don't know, maybe you're too close to the mic again.
Okay, is this up? I had it up because I was on HF. I brought the gain down. Is this better?
Yeah. You'd have to take a longer transition, but I think I did copy that. So, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, tell you, I used to have a Magman on my car, and, you know, rain was, depending on the make of the car, it will seal up, but sometimes it might not. So I had it done professionally. I had a, you know, drill hole in my trunk, you know, place it does the fire, place, and they put a thing on. You know, they put the animal mount in the trunk. And this has happened a few times. I go to take the antenna off because I want to cap it off or whatever. And I was on the phone, and I thought it wasn't enough clearance. So I go to put it on, I'm looking. So I end up taking the whole, like, you know, nut off, and then the thing is coming out of the trunk, and I had to fix it. Got a little old. I'm thinking maybe the next car I get, maybe I should just use a mask, probably a lip mount, and if it works, don't even bother. So it's like really a giant wrench. it happens again. But I do have to be careful.
Yeah, Matt, you're bouncing in and out of the repeater now.
But I had a good time. I did pull in some repeaters up in the Monticello, Liberty, New York area. I used my ETC, but I couldn't bring them up. But one of them, I went in my car. It was like 447 about something, and I brought it up. But nobody was on anyway.
Yeah, Matt, I was saying that you're bouncing in and out of the repeater now. I didn't copy a lot of what you were saying.
Just switched over to 85 because I'm more west. I'm in Comac now area. Is this better?
Yeah, for that transmission, definitely better.
Question, what's the line to draw when I could switch from 375 station, like when I go in, when it's up the county? Would you say the Comac Brentwood area where I work would be the line where I should switch over to 85 then?
Yeah, I think generally that is the point. Now, I forget if you're heading east now. No, which way are you heading now, Matt?
I'm going west. I'm actually by 53. That's where I'm at. I'm the LA.
Yeah, but I forgot. Where do you start out from?
Say, Rich, with your transmission, I was under the Long Island Expressway overpass, and it blocked my receive.
Yeah, I was asking, where's your home QTH? I forgot.
Orchid, it's like by Stony Brook. It's off 347.
Yes, so I'm confused. So where are you heading now?
Orchid Hill Road, heading to Suffolk Community College. So I'm going on County Road 13, but the closest, it's by exit 53. You know, like, if you cook the LIE, you can come off at 53. So that's the closest, you know, in terms of being west.
Yeah, so you really are at that marginal point, depending upon the antenna that you have on the car. Some people do really well out to 57, 58, 59 on 85. But yeah, you're just at that cross point where people do have to switch from one to the other, and on either one, it may not be so great exactly where you are.
I got a 5/8 antenna here. I think it's a diamond. That's what I got. So, you know, it works good, you know. So, but I popped the hamstick on, you know, Friday morning. It was -2. It warmed up the next day in the dirt. Oh, my God. It was like the microphone was so stiff. The LCD display wasn't even, like very slow reaction because it was just so frigid out. It was like 15, 20 minutes. I think the net was over the time I had the car warmed up.
Yeah, that's pretty cold. And you want to be careful touching the metal there. Anyway, Matt, I think you're almost at your destination, and let me sign, take care of some stuff. But I think you also said you were having a problem with the antenna, and I'm wondering whether checking it out again, tightening down, making sure the connections are all good, would be a worthwhile use of your time.
That's the connection. What happens is, this has happened a few times, I go to put the antenna back on and I cross thread it, and the nut that locks the thing on the trunk, so there's one of those ones that is drilled through the trunk, the nut comes off, and then I have to put it back on. I'm very careful. I don't end up moving like where the connection is. It's corporate cover. It was done professionally.
Yeah, no, I understand. The wiring is important, but just the connections themselves, just to make sure that that's not contributing to some of the crackling you're getting on your signal. Anyway, let me run. I see UPS just delivered nice and early in the morning. So I will catch you later, Matt. N2RBP, K2KN.
2KNB, N2RBP, clear with you. 7-3.
WB2ZSE. Why do you sound like you're trying to wake up?
Yes, I am. I just woke up a little while ago. And I was on the computer when I heard you. I was listening in the background, so I figured I'd say hello. So, hi. Yeah, I'm up. I think I am.
Okay. No, I'm just checking, you know. Anyway, I'm headed into the office. Got to put some stuff together and come back out. So, not a dull moment.
Oh, yeah, there's always stuff to do, and I got stuff I gotta take care of today. I got back to fixing radios again, so I got a couple I gotta work on.
Oh, okay. Any thoughts coming across on that UHF box?
No. I haven't been giving any thought at all, and I forgot about it.
You can't have figured that. By the way, did you ever take a look at that software and the programming of that thing?
I don't think I ever received it. I looked and I don't remember. I gotta see if I did find it. Do you remember when you sent it out?
No, but if you sort your mail by my email address, you'll probably find it. I don't think I've sent you all that much stuff.
But let me look again. Because I don't remember. You know, these past few weeks, I've just been crazy here, so I don't remember. I'm looking now.
Well, okay. I take it. It's working, okay.
You're talking about the repeater, right?
I am.
Yeah, I figure what else. As far as I know, I don't get on that often. Let me look down and see how long ago this was. This probably goes back to maybe last month.
It was certainly before the marathon. In fact, it was just before the Long Island. I think there was a Long Island marathon or something was going on just about a week or two before that. Maybe 2 weeks before that.
And the marathon was what? The beginning of November.
Right, but there was one going on out here, I think, that was a week or two before that. Might be as long as 2 months.
I'm going back to October. See if I can find something.
Actually, you may have had this software from before. It's just mostly the file that would be what you want to see.
Okay. Well, I'm looking to see what I got from you. So let's see if I can find something.
Yeah, I don't think I've emailed you more than two or three things this year.
Alright. Let me see. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still looking. I don't see it. I'm not sure when you sent it. I gotta look it up. Or, gotta keep looking, I should say.
Okay, well, let me know what you're gonna do with it if you guys decide, since I keep getting asked what's going on with it.
Oh, I just found it. Okay, because I was looking. Yeah, let me just see what you sent again. You gave. I got the data. Yeah, I got the files. I see it now.
Yeah. Okay. It should be the .dat file, which is the way its personality is programmed, and the other one should be the software.
Yeah, that, and, popped up. Let me see if I can find it.
I know you had the software on your laptop at one time, I think. I think it was for that, and you had put the master free on the same one.
I think so. I'm looking to see. Oh, I see you don't. Okay. Let me see if I can find. For some reason, it just didn't open. I don't know why. I gotta see why it didn't open. Let's see, open with. Okay. Let's try again.
Yeah, well, without that file, you have to have the software in there to open it.
Oh, I see. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. The other one, I mean, you can just, I've installed them on Windows 7 machines with no problem. And I don't know if I tried Windows 10, but they'll probably be fine with that also.
Yeah, I got the files. All right. Let's see which one I want to open.
There you go.
No, okay. What's the name of it? Oh, this is asking me for a serial number?
Yeah, there's a text file also in that folder. Take a look at that.
Hold on.
Just copy and paste the information.
I see it. Let me get this. All right, let me go back to setup, and I'll put it in. Oh. It says, I put the serial number in, but it's coming up. Sorry, your license ID is incorrect.
Let me call you on the phone.
Okay. Let me get the CDO.
Oh, you want me to use the house or the cell?
Oh, the cell's good, so.
Tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
2AO, 2MP, K6DPZ. You guys out there? Goose, you out there? W2GAS? M2MB and a Goose, W2GAS. This is K6 Delta, Papa Zulu. Greenbelt base off of Long Island City.
This is BBZ.
What's your call and I'll talk to you or else forget it.
The call is K6BBZ.
Tell you, asshole, don't use my call letters. I'm going to take care of you. Don't pull that crap, okay? I'll somebody find you and you're going to be in very bad shape. Jerk for trying to use somebody's call, my friend. Best cease and desist. You don't know who you're playing with at all.
Wow, physical threats. Just would expect office repeater system.
Hey, what's your call, buddy? What is your call letter? Some K6DPZ. Somebody's using my call. How'd they like to use yours?
give me an answer or keep your mouth shut. Well, you gonna give me an answer or not?
Gave you an answer, I shut it down. This is KD2AKX. Continue. Can't continuing this, Al, and I'm just going to keep shutting the repeater down. And then the members are going to get annoyed at the next board meeting why the repeater constantly gets turning down. It's because of you.
Did you hear what I had to say?
No.
Can I repeat it? My friend, you better stop using my calls or you're going to be in some very deep problems. Physically. Get off it. K6DPZ. My crew will find you and hurt you. Okay? You got it? Don't use my call letters. Because I've got a couple guys with DF equipment and they will locate you. And you will wind up in a bad situation. K6DPZ clear. And that's not a threat, that's a promise, my friend. Three guys are out there with DF equipment. They will locate you the more you're on. They'll get a fix on you, they'll find you, and you will be in deep problems. You're smart, you cease and desist. K6 Delta Papa Zulu, clear. Transmitter can be found. That's part of the work I do for the government right now. We have instruments to find it, and you're on our list, okay? Kilowatt 6, David, Peter Zebra, clear. Wow. You have no idea who you're playing with. You don't play with things you have no idea unless you're pretty stupid. Drunk. Station just came out. Do you have fair call letters? Or else don't bother talking to me. K6DPZ clear. I'm going to be the nicest guy in the world. I've gone out of my way for many people. Anybody steps on my beak or gives me a problem, they're asking for big problems. And I'm not joking around here. Everything I do is legal, right by the book. I didn't hold a license for 60 years with never a violation or anything to have this crap going on. Anybody who wants, I can check the call book when I got my license. It was 1953 or 1954, I forgot. That's the time I got my license, okay? And it's been the same call for all these years. Well, from an N to into a... Take the N out, that's all. But it's the same call. I'm not going to be intimidated by anyone. Hey, KX, are you still in there? This is K6 Delta Papa Zulu. KX, K6 DPZ. A2AKX, Kilowatt 6, David Peter Zebra. Are you there? Any other control operator on frequency? This is K6 Delta Papa Zulu. I'm free to assume at 10:23 hours, there's nobody watching this repeater, no control operator present. I'm making note of it. The FCC will be advised. K6 DPZ clear.
Once again, the repeater is shut down for inoperative operating by a control person without authorization for using the repeater. Please take note, control operators do not, I repeat, do not speak to individuals. This is a final notice. K2AKF.
Oh, what did you say? Go to the other frequency, the other repeater. I'll talk to you there. When you finished.
Okay, I'll go over there. No problem. There's no problem.
Go to CDL. I'll talk to you there. Daddy, as soon as I get a chance.
WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Sam, WHSCDL Mobile, you're listening to Sam.
Station calling.
True, that was WHSCDL.
Hey, Sam, did you call me? I wasn't sure.
Oh, I think, yeah, your signal is noisy, so I didn't get, who is that?
Yeah, the repeat is noisy. KC1SAM.
SAM. It's you. Okay, I got you that time. Yeah, you're not that strong into it. I'm just pulling into the driveway. I got a lot up to Granger's today. I ordered a part for a shelf and it came in, so I'm going to take a trip. I didn't get that.
Where do you have to go? There's a lot of noise in there. Where do you have to go? I'm going to try to go on Oak Street Theater next time.
Yeah, there's something else coming in on the repeater. I think it's on the link. Could be on the link because I hear something. Grangers. They used to be here in New Hyde Park, but they moved to Farmingdale. near Route 110. So I'm gonna pick up I gotta pick up the part that I ordered. Go back to Selden, you're not making 8-5.
2-8. Okay, there's a lot of noise in there. A lot of noise. You can always go the other way. I upgraded the other way, by the way. I got the antenna 10 feet yesterday. Works pretty good. I don't know if that was you or somebody else in there.
KD2KH.
Hi. We just lost Andy. You're probably coming into Sylvan. Is my signal okay for you?
Yeah, Sam, good morning. You're coming in fine. Andy, the squeal was only coming in on the Sylvan link. On 850, it was fine. All right, this is Bob Irving, guys. Good morning.
I'm back, WA2CDO.
Here, Charlie, I appreciate the little report here. At least you know where the trouble is. Sandy's problem. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, I think it's on the link frequency between Glen Oaks and Selden. That's what it sounds like. So I hear it also over here. It's like a buzzing sound. All right. I just pulled into the driveway, so I'm going to go inside. And I'll be on the road a little while. I'll be heading up to Granger, so it'll be a little bit of a trip. So when I get on the road, I'll call you back, and I'll load to Charlie. Charlie, I'll give it to you.
K6DPC. Andy, it's on the link. I tuned it in. You got a hump coming through on that link. K6DPC.
Yeah, it's absolutely on the link only. All right, guys. Just wanted to say hello, because I'm almost at my next stop, so I'll be on in a little bit. KD2KH clear. Have a good morning.
Andy, did you get that?
You're not supposed to be here. Do you listen?
I'm giving you some advice, my friend. I have the monitoring equipment to do it remotely, and your link is what's causing your problem, okay? Look, I know repeaters. I know links. I'm trying to save you some time. I'm not supposed to be here. Well, let's just say the old duck has given some advice, okay? K6DPC is clear.
Well, all I can say in the future, because it's not welcome. I don't care what you know.
Not what I know. This is only link equipment, microwave equipment. K6DPC is clear.
Catch you, Andy. Take care, Charlie. Talk to you later. K2KMB, K2KMB, KD2AKS.
Tonight at 8:30, W2VL repeater system.